Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Vampire Diaries. We are on season 6, episode 4, Black Hole Sun. I am Roxy Stryer, alongside Tiana Hobson.
I still have never heard this song before tonight, but I like it.
Oh, it's good. And of course, the beautiful Katie Campbell.
Hi.
Well, we are missing Jesse Janity tonight, but he will be back next week.
I think he got attacked by a vampire. That's why he couldn't make it tonight.
Oh, or maybe it was a dog, you know?
Maybe it was a dog.
We don't know it was vampires.
Wild animal.
Yeah, wild animal bite.
He was just for a walk in the woods of California. And
I'm in for the all-ladies panel, though.
Yeah.
I can dig it, especially because we're representing Delana and Stelana across the board right now. T, you missed last week, but we had our very first... not Delana or Stelana, but in between fan. It was truly bizarre.
Okay.
She was just like...
She's not welcome back. I'm joking.
Samantha Davidson, she was awesome. She was like, I just go back and forth. And I was like, huh?
Yeah, well, she said Elena does, so, and that makes sense, right?
Very valid,
I will give her that. If Elena can't make up her mind, how can we? But, you know, I've made up my mind, Elena, and it's Delana all the way.
Yeah, I know, but tonight we did see a lot of Stelana, so that must make somebody over here a little happy.
I was smiling from ear to ear.
I don't know why. It was all for pretend.
When you watched it twice.
I did.
You meanie pants.
I can't get enough, though.
I know. I love that you do
That's why she knows everything, and we're constantly like, wait a second, where do we know him from?
You gotta use the vampire wiki, because obviously we've seen every episode. We watched them so many times, but when you're on season 6 of a show, and every episode is jam-packed with info, all of a sudden you're like, wait, what happened here? And especially if you're Jesse, who went over from Buffy and then True Blood and then this and the original. It's like, I can't get my vampire stuff straight. Okay, but let's talk about tonight's episode. Overall thoughts, we're a little bit of the ways into the season. Are we loving this season so far? Are we liking where we're going? And did we enjoy tonight's episode?
Yes, 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 yes. I'm not sure.
So yes. I feel like it's a yes.
I feel like it's a strong yes. I will say that what I'm enjoying most about this season is the Damon and Bonnie, like, stuck in their little version of hell storyline that's happening, because I just think it's so different, and it's not because I want to see Damon and Bonnie together necessarily. I don't really...
Damon.
Yeah, I'm not really, like, a supporter of that, as we all know. I know there's people out there who want that. But I just think that the storyline is so great to see them interacting, and then this Kai character, who is he? What does he do? Where is he from?
Well, we know a little more.
Yeah, we know a little more about him. So that's what I'm enjoying most about this season so far.
Cool. What about you, Katie?
I agree with you. I like that, you know, whole dynamic, and especially the back and forth between Bonnie and Damon. I think it really makes for an interesting part of the show. I really like this season a lot. I think that they're going to take the characters in a little bit of a different, you know, way that they've ever been before. I'm really... sad about the Stelana situation. Makes me sad. I mean, I was really happy when
you
I
are?
Saw...
Oh, you're not seeing Stelana work anymore?
I'm really getting obsessed over. It's over now. Move over. I still have holes. I'm never going to give them
up. Okay, all right. I feel you. Hold out till the end. Why don't you just crash and burn into the ground? That's fine. No. You just ride that ship all the way down. All right, we will talk about them. We will talk about Stelana in a little bit. But let's start with Matty Blue Eyes. All right, this is a very strange storyline going on. I wasn't expecting Trip to introduce Matt to the vampire world so quickly. Matt is playing his cards very well right now. He's getting on Trip's good side and getting him to trust him. What do you guys think about Trip? Do we think he's all bad, or do we think he really is just this hurt guy? We hear more about his story. We know what happened with his wife. I mean, do you understand where he's coming from?
I think he's just really hurt from that situation, and he wants to get revenge. Something was taken from him, in front of him, and then he said the vampire made him think it was his fault.
Right.
With the car accident.
Compelling him.
Yeah, and compelling him. And
now he's aware of it because he's back in Mystic Falls, which is a magic free zone.
Which vampire was it?
That killed the wife. We didn't find out.
He didn't say, you know, which one it was. So we don't know if it was Damon or Stefan.
You think it was Ripper phase?
Been Ripper phase because he's not old enough to have been lost his wife that long ago.
I think it could have been Damon.
Well, we know that it's tricky to say because what year would that have been in then? Do we know?
Because the Ripper stage started
right,
in
1912. Right, so we had to write down 1912 was Ripper.
Yeah. So 19...
I'm going to make you go through all those dates. We got a lot of dates tonight, and this is a very date-centric season so far. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We keep hearing numbers turn our heads, so we got to keep it... I keep asking you guys at home, you guys are the best fans of all time, but I need this timeline. I need a Vampire Diaries timeline starting back 1,000 years ago when we're getting the originals. I mean, we love you guys. You're on iTunes. You're on YouTube. You rate, comment, subscribing. We love that. Somebody get us a timeline. I mean, I guess that is my job, so maybe I could.
Yeah, maybe you should make a timeline.
Maybe I should be that somebody. But it's hard to get everything straight, but we do have some dates tonight, so we'll go through that in a little. I don't know who the vampire is who does it, but we do know that he's holding Enzo because Enzo's the one who killed Jay.
I think he suspects that he bit Sarah too, which it wasn't Enzo.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he suspects that because it depends. Do you think Sarah has talked to Tripp? Has Sarah and Tripp communicated post her being out of the hospital? Because if so, she obviously knows who bit her.
I don't think they have because I don't think that Sarah knows who she can trust
But wouldn't Tripp have approached her?
But also, when would he have had time? Because he's been looking for her.
I guess, but she's like rocking out at these parties.
Yeah, but then my other question, which you guys might have talked about last week because I wasn't here, Sarah was compelled outside of Mystic Falls and then taken back in and was still hanging out with Jeremy and like drinking and partying, even though she wouldn't have remembered that she was compelled.
Yeah.
So she was still hanging out with him knowing that he was covering up for his sister, right?
She wants answers. She's using him. Absolutely.
So if she knew, then I don't know. I think she doesn't know who to trust within the city.
That's true.
So she wouldn't go to Tripp because she doesn't know him.
What's interesting about all of this is, so if you are compelled outside of Mystic Falls and then you go into Mystic Falls, you get all your memories back. But if you go out of Mystic Falls again, you keep the memories? Because Sarah knew who Elena was when she saw her outside of Mystic Falls. And then also we see Tripp driving all of these vampires outside of Mystic Falls into Mystic Falls. So he must keep the memories. So it's not only in this zone that you that the magic works. It erases everything, even for the future. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah, and that makes me freak out, too, because of all the people throughout the years that they've compelled in Mystic Falls.
Yeah. So that's confusing because you would think there'd be more people in an uproar right now, all the people that are in Mystic Falls.
I feel like we might see more of that, though.
We very well might. But wouldn't you think Tripp maybe would be searching for those people? I guess he might be. We don't know that much about what he does in his spare time, except for drive buses of vampires.
Because this whole vampire hunting thing is still very new to him because the memories have just come back to him.
Right.
So he's just now remembering, you know, what happened to his wife and being like, oh, okay, it was a vampire. I'm going to set out to kill all these vampires. We don't know how much because he did say that his family is one of the founding families, but that he moved when he was young. So we don't know how much of the history he knows about, you know, the vampires within the city.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's probably educating himself as he's going.
And he starts to trust Matt tonight. What is it that Matt did, do you guys think, that made him earn and deserve
the
respect?
Matt.
He's just Matty Blue Eyes,
he's
so everybody
Matty
loves
Blue
him.
Eyes.
And he was playing his cards right. He was saying...
Right.
He said it was a vampire. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
Mm-hmm. And planting the seed.
Yeah.
Can you guys remember a time when Matt and Enzo have interacted? Because I feel as if they had to have interacted in the past. They have to know each other from some point, but I can't remember what Matt's feelings towards Enzo or vice versa were. And when we see Matt introduced to Enzo tonight, Enzo didn't really seem to react.
Well, you also saw Matt kind of shaking his head no. I think he was trying to warn Enzo, like, don't give me away, don't give me away.
Right, but you would think that we would see his eyes light up or something. It seemed to me like there was not much of a...
But Enzo's one of those guys who's been through a lot.
Damn, he looks good down there.
Yeah, so for cute. Someone who's been, you know, locked in that place for a while, he looked good.
Why is Trip holding Enzo and not just driving him into Mystic Falls? To torture him?
Maybe this is something he does with them before.
Well, he says he wants to get the answers of the names of all the vampires that he knows, but...
He wants to get more answers of why he killed Jay. I think he said to Jay's mom on the phone, he said, Karen, you'll be the first to know when I find out. I think he's trying to get answers out of him about that and about more.
And he wants to know who was lurking around Falls, who bit Sarah, all of those things. He's trying to get answers. Once he does get the answers, we are positive he'll kill him, correct?
Yes. I think that with the other vampires, maybe he questioned them too. And once he got what he needed out of them, he then killed them.
What do you guys think that Matt is going to do in this case then? Because is he going to go and tell his friends that Enzo is being stored? And we saw tonight that Stefan claimed that he didn't know where Enzo was. So is this going to out Stefan? Are people going to be pissed?
I think people will be pissed, but I don't know. I think Matt's going to...
We'll forgive him because it's Stefan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Katie. Katie's like, here. I'm already forgiven him. I love it. I love it. Okay, so we really don't know. We really don't know what Matt's going to do. We really don't know if Matt can do anything. Maybe he lets Jeremy in on the secret and Jeremy can help. Jeremy's a little tougher.
Yeah, maybe he recruits Jeremy to come be another undercover agent and then...
Undercover.
You know, kind of like how... I forget what it was that Matt and... I feel like Tyler were doing together where they were pretending to help, but then they were actually...
Tyler!
Not doing anything, you know, like, we could have Matt and Jeremy pretending to be vampire hunting, but actually, you know,
they're on the
secretly...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Speaking of Tyler, what? Where?
I mean, we didn't see Caroline either. We did,
yeah. Yeah, I hate that.
I mean, Tyler's going to come back. Tyler and Liv, that's going
to
happen.
Of course. Yeah, we didn't see Liv and Luke, but I'm more used to that. But an episode without Caroline, and we've had episodes without Tyler, too, but episode without Caroline, it's like, she's my girl. I hate that.
She was hiding out in the dorms.
She was so sad and everything about Stefan. Maybe Elena should have invited her on for the road trip with them and just hanging out. I guess she's just too upset about it all. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about a little bit of ancient history. We're going to the real 1994 for a second. Not the 1994 hell that we're stuck in, but the real 1994 with the brothers. So we've got Damon, we've got Stefan, and we've got this long-lost character we haven't seen in a very long time, Zach Salvatore. So if
Uncle Zach.
Uncle Zach, nephew Zach, whatever you want to call him. Right. So if you're like me and you're sitting here thinking, I know that face. What happened? Most of you guys, I'm sure, were like new immediately because you're the best super fans of all time. But just as a little recap, do you guys want to refresh our memory who Zach is?
He is Stefan and Damon's nephew. But we were introduced to him in the first season as he was playing their uncle. So the school that Stefan, you know, he went to high school, they thought that it was Uncle Zach and Stefan Salvatore. That's how everybody kind of knew him. But then Damon ended up killing Uncle Zach, snapping his neck.
Which he reminds us tonight's episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he was a part of the council as well, and he was holding the vervain, Uncle Zach.
So a little bit of bad blood. A little bit of vervain blood.
He was just trying to protect the community.
So are you a fan of Zach? You're standing up for Zach right now.
Yeah,
I'm just not Team Damon. Get on Team Damon.
No. I mean, that was back in Damon's darker days when he was, you know.
The dark days. Yeah. I love
the dark days when he was, you know, episode, like, season one, episode five. I mean, like, come on.
Were you guys surprised to see what Damon was capable of and what he did? I mean, let's talk about these specific dates. Let's go back to the dates that first Stefan threw in Damon's face and then Damon used to throw back in Stefan's face. So I know you guys have them written down for us. What was the first date we got and the event that took place?
1912, Stefan was a ripper and he said that Damon made him that way.
So Damon made him that way, and then what Damon's response to that later on was...
He showed Stefan who he really was.
He showed Stefan who Stefan really was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the next date?
1942, he almost pushed him over the edge again.
Okay. And his response...
Was he gave him his freedom.
Whew, that's a little bit of a force. Okay.
And 1977, he left his best friend, which is Lexi
yeah.
to die after Stefan sent her to help Damon.
And his response was, it should have been Stefan there to help him, not Lexi.
So in this argument, what side are we on? Who do we think makes a stronger case?
Stefan.
I mean, I think it's very blatantly obvious. I can't even believe that Stefan is questioning this. He seemed to be very affected by when Damon said these things back. I was like, I don't really feel as if there's one thing he said that was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I should have done that. Stefan was saying all these things, and Damon's like, counterpoints are crap, for lack of better words, right?
Yeah.
They are, and then...
But we love him, so they aren't.
But no, but in Damon's mind, they aren't. You know, in Damon's mind, he's saying, okay, I made you have human blood. You're a vampire. That's what you're supposed to live off of.
So I'm showing
you who you really are. You're a vampire. Mm-hmm. In 42, what was the first part of it?
That he almost pushed him over the edge again.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, but really I was giving you your freedom because I'm letting you be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, in 77, let's be honest, sending your best friend when... Your brother, like, it yeah. should have been, like,
it's true.
It's a brotherly type of thing. So if you go into Damon's mind, everything he's saying is true and valid and
you make good points, T.
Perfect sense.
Well, right after that, Damon said, I promised you an eternity of misery. So he's saying he also knows that he's making him miserable.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard, though, because we do hear at the end, and of course we'll talk about this later, but when finally Stefan says, for the same reasons you loved him, I loved him, because he took the dark parts of us and made us embrace them, which is a very interesting thing that somebody can do, and those are all examples of that. So I feel like there. Now that we're talking about it more, I retract what I'm saying. I think there is a little bit of validity to this. And I do see why Damon would be upset, especially when he came back and he really seemed like he was trying to make a connection with his brother. And his brother really shafted him. Not that he didn't have reason to, though. I just think putting somebody in, what was that, a barn? A barn-type place, taking away his daylight ring. It's not a wonder why he lashed out. I mean, can you really blame him?
How do you make it from...
Because of the eclipse.
Oh, I forgot.
Because of the eclipse.
I forgot what eclipses actually do.
Yeah.
It blocks the sun. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Right. So they're hinting at something here, and we don't really know what exactly this eclipse is all about. But we saw it then. We know it keeps happening every day now. We know that you don't need your daylight ring during that time. We know that maybe it's the time that you can travel between... years or whatever it is.
Because it's something that, you know, witches can really draw from mm-hmm. because it's part of the Earth's natural cycle and stuff. So, I mean, we've talked about it in previous shows and then I think tonight with Kai's explanation, you know, it's like clearly it's this day for a reason and it's something that will be a hole in the rule book so that they can find a way home.
Right, right. So, just sticking with real 1994 for a second, though, what ends up happening is that Damon goes crazy and kills a whole bunch of people, one of whom is a pregnant lady. I hated to watch that. I'm screaming out loud, she can't actually be dead. She's not actually dead. I was wrong. She was dead. But we find out. Exactly, Katie. So her baby is alive. And who is that baby?
Sarah.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
So,
I wonder if anybody saw this coming. We had a lot of predictions about who Sarah's parents were. This didn't happen to be one of them. She's a Salvatore.
I mean, I think that they did such a great job at going back because who's thinking all the way back to season one with Uncle Zach?
Really cool.
Like, who's gonna be guessing that person? I'm thinking of everyone we've seen in Mystic Falls and just like, who could this person be?
Yeah.
He never came to mind until we were reading up about him on the wiki page. And
the Vampire Diaries wiki, yeah. baby.
And then what did it say? It said something about, oh, father of Sarah.
And I was like, oh, I know!
And then I was like, who's that? And then we're watching the episode, it's like, Sarah. I was like,
got it.
Put it together.
Yeah.
They did. They, you know, tricked us. I mean, people were saying, oh, it's either a werewolf or it's a witch or she's Tripp's daughter or something. And I never expected this, but as soon as I saw the woman, pregnant woman, when he you know, kissed her on the cheek when he came back.
Looks like it could be her mom. Yeah.
Yes, I just knew.
Because I thought she was going to be a witch and, like, related to Bonnie somehow because, you know, they're...
I did, too.
I was reading online. There were so many predictions, but this one I didn't see. Because, like you're saying, who would have thought we would have gone back to season one, which is something I love about the show, especially because last week we were talking with Samantha Davidson, and she was like, Julie Pleck keeps making references about how much this season is going back to season one. We're bringing it back to the roots. Mm-hmm. We're taking these characters back. And so this is a direct reflection of season one. We're bringing this character back. We haven't seen him in so long. We probably won't see him for a very long time from here on out.
Unless we see more flashbacks from 1994.
Right, absolutely.
I love that they're doing that with the first season. I love the first and the second season so much. I'm excited.
All right, Stallone.
I know. But not
calm
just because of that. It was fun.
No, I'm giving you a hard time, but you got to be our resident Stallone right now. So, no, I agree. I love season one, season two. Obviously, they got me so addicted to the show that I continued watching. But I've loved the show every season.
Yeah.
But it was really strong back then, and I do think it's interesting that we're coming full circle. Although we have a new character now. Let's do a little family tree for a second. So, if we have Stefan and Damon, mm-hmm. and then we have their nephew, mm-hmm. which would be Zach, then Zach's daughter would make Stefan and Damon's what?
Great niece. Mm-hmm. Great. However, because clearly Zach is not a direct nephew.
Yeah.
So it's a great nephew.
I think he is.
But how? Because they've been alive for too long for Zach to
be the nephew.
1864.
As we silently do math in our heads, divide the subtract 15. Yep. No, I don't know exactly. Yeah, it would have to be a nephew of a nephew. A great nephew's great. You guys, I'm sure you've already done the family tree. Please let us know. Let us know what the exact relationship is. But the point is
130 years.
All right. So the point is that they are related distantly, but they are related. Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh. This is going to get to be so incestual.
Zach, his father is their half brother. Is that what it is?
Zach's
could
father.
Be that way. Because mm-hmm. the Salvatore would have to come from...
Okay, so their great, or however many great nephews... What is it?
Because I think that's niece. The real question now is, like, are we now going to go back and start hearing more about, you know, Stefan and Damon's, like, half-brother and, like... That life and that line.
I don't know. It's something that we haven't tapped into to its fullest potential yet, so that could be an interesting place to go. What is Stefan's role going to be in Sarah's life? Because he's one of the only Salvators left. I mean, once he hears that he has a relative in Mystic Falls, is that going to be enough to drag him back?
I think it will, because we saw him... at the end when, you know, we see that the baby actually does get born, he's waiting in that hospital. And then, you know, we know that Damon said that after that night, you know, he left for 15 years before he ended up coming back again. But maybe he never knew. Stefan left. So maybe he never knew if the baby was actually born.
Yeah, maybe because he left before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe he has been, maybe he did know and has been keeping a kind of loose tabs on her to make sure she's supported and, like, has, you know...
Right.
Make sure she got to a good family and that kind of stuff.
Well, I guess we're going to have to see whether he had any idea she was alive or not. And I have a feeling, because he did love Zach so much, and Gail, presumably, he would want to be involved in Sarah's life.
I don't think he knew that she was born. I think that he walked away right before they performed the surgery, and I think that could draw him back, though, because he's so... compassionate.
I agree with that, but I feel like he's the kind of guy who would have checked in on that. Don't you think over the last 20 years, at some point he would have been like, hey, I wonder if that chick was ever born.
Maybe not.
He does have a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
He's a very busy man. Maybe he couldn't.
And he was trying to distance himself from Mystic Falls because of, you know, what his brother,
years.
The massacre that his brother, like, did that day.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that isn't the only massacre that happens, though. Mm-hmm. We find out, jumping to the fake 1994 for a second, we are not in Damon's hell. We are in somebody else's hell, and that is Kai's hell. I mean, this kid.
He's crazy.
Talk about predictions online. I mean, I was on the team that he was a werewolf. I was proved wrong. People thought that he was a normal human. People were thinking that he had been a vamp and now wasn't. Whatever it was, we find out that he's kind of a witch because he can...
He can harness their inner their powers, but he doesn't have his own powers.
Right. And so he has to be in physical contact with them in order to do that.
For a temporary.
Right.
Just temporary powers.
And then once he lets go, it's gone. But if he holds on too long, he can kill somebody. So here's the story with him. He's in, we've already heard about his coven because we know that we've been looking for the coven because Enzo wanted to find them in order to try to get Damon back. They're called the
Gemini.
The Gemini coven. But it seemed like it was a dead end and there were no answers there is what Stefan said.
Because they put him there. So they don't want to give answers about how to get anybody else out because they want him gone about all the crazy things he did.
Sneaky.
Did did Stefan actually find the Gemini coven?
Or he says he did.
Because he said it was a dead end, so I just wasn't sure if he actually found anyone who was a part of the coven
dead
and wouldn't give him answers, or if he just went to where he thought they were going to be and no one was there.
Dead end sounds to me like you found something and it was a dead end because I think that they are still there. I mean, obviously not the siblings because they're dead. So maybe that's what he means by it was a dead end. Is anybody left of the Gemini Coven?
No, the Gemini Coven is who he was with. They learned what he did to his family. So they put him in the
family wasn't part of the
cell.
The family wasn't part of the coven.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
Unless they were, but that's a different
entity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So he ends up murdering all of his siblings except for one. I have a feeling that she's going to come into play at some point.
But did she survive? That's my question, because he said that you can survive without your spleen. So he gave her the opportunity to survive. But did she? Because the newspaper said there was only one survivor and he's missing. 22-year-old Malachi.
Right.
And that's where... Before we found out who Sarah was, I went to thinking, oh, maybe that's where Sarah fits into the story.
Interesting.
As, like, the lone sibling who made it out.
Interesting, yeah. And it would be hard to introduce another character at this point. I don't know. This is a very, very weird storyline that I did not see coming this season. And I didn't even see, once we met Kai, he seemed a little off, but... He seemed off.
He was crazy.
Crazy, but he said the whole thing about how he was testing them. He didn't seem like a mass murderer.
Yes,
to me.
He did. He looked like a psycho killer.
He is crazy.
He looked like someone who's going to walk into a building and like.
I'm going to take some heat for this. But I don't know. I see sparks with him and Bon.
Oh, no. You
Come
see
on,
him
guys.
Trying to get
no.
it in with Bonnie and Bonnie being like, something's off. Boys don't hit on me. Like, stay away.
I see it.
But she
I see her
he's
fixing
crazy.
Him. She does think he's crazy, but maybe she helps him. Maybe he ends up being good. Maybe she saves him the way that Elena saved Damon. Anything to keep us from Damon.
You know,
anything.
You know what? There were some comments on the YouTube that he could potentially be a villain for this season, and I think that's a very good point.
I think that that's definitely true. I mean, we no longer have some of our biggest villains of the past seasons.
Yeah.
Considering Klaus is gone.
Silas.
Who's the big bad. We need a big bad.
Catherine.
But now we need to work with this big bad, which...
But they always end up having to work with their big bads. But can you imagine him and Enzo together? And, like, the type of trouble that those two would just kind of create together?
And if Stefan was a ripper... The three of them, that trio
that
would be crazy.
Would be horrible for the world.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I mean,
good,
it'd be
good
horrible
for our
for
television
humans.
Sets.
Yeah, it'd be horrible for the humans in this world, but.
Absolutely.
I'm not one of them, so I don't have anything to
so
worry
I'll
about.
So I'll watch it.
I'll watch it.
Okay, so we've got Kai. Bonnie doesn't seem to trust him. Now we know why. The interesting part of this to me was the comparison between Damon and Kai. And Bonnie tells us the exact difference, which is Damon keeps reliving this moment and he's making the pancakes and he's doing all these things because he has remorse, as opposed to Kai, who when he explains what he did to his siblings, psychopath was written all over him.
It like excites him.
Do you guys agree with the thing that she called out to be the difference? Do you guys think that they are different or do you think Damon's just as bad?
I think they're different. I don't think Kai has any goodness left in him. I think he's just kind of, he's a psycho. But Damon, she said that he's punishing himself by making these pancakes because that was Gail's favorite. And he obviously has compassion. He fell in love with Elena and makes him more human.
And for what he did with Enzo and then how he was Enzo's friend after he left him in the fire, I feel like he's that boy who makes mistakes and then tries to fix them.
Yeah. I mean, Kai even said, because what was Kai's real full name?
Malachi.
Malachi. He was like, my parents even, you know, they named me something. How could they not expect me to be evil?
Yeah.
And that right there just... proves that he is an evil person. He has no remorse. He's not sorry about anything he did. He talked about that like it was his proudest moment.
Yeah.
Not like he felt any sort of remorse. And we have seen Damon. I mean, it was nice to see him at one of his worst points tonight, but also know that there is a difference because look at the journey he's had and the journey that he's gone from that person who murdered a pregnant woman who, you know, was almost kind of related to him, you know, that was his nephew's girl. I don't know, they probably weren't married or anything.
In-laws
or something, you know, but
why weren't they married?
That was, I don't know what the situation was. We never found out.
Yeah, but
was there a ring on her hand? I don't know.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
Yeah, but like, you know, that was like his
family.
I wasn't
around in 1994.
Yeah, that was his family, basically. And then we see him, you know, tonight and with Elena. And there is a difference between.
I agree. I do think that there is a big difference. What I'm wondering about hearing all of Damon's story and everything, for lack of better words, so what? You know, like, what is the reason Damon is here? Yes, we know it's because he was touching Bonnie, but I'm with Kai. What does he bring to the table right now? Does he bring anything to the table? Was it necessary for him to be here, or is it just because he was touching Bonnie when Bonnie was lifted up and put in this hell? What do you guys think? Do you think that there's something he's hiding or something that he is capable of giving that we haven't seen yet?
I wanted there to be more to his story than just... I don't know that I necessarily believe that killing the pregnant woman was, like, the worst day of his life because I'm like, how many other people have you killed?
Right.
So I wanted to think that it was something bigger than what they thought it was.
Oh, it's got to be way bigger than killing a pregnant lady. That's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how I sounded in my head, and then I was like, I don't want to say that out loud.
Steven hits the views here expressed by the AfterBuzz host. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Steven LeView, everybody.
But don't you think about that? Like, he's a vampire. He's done way worse than probably that. He's probably, you know, eaten children or something.
Yeah, no, like absolutely. We've seen him do what he's done to his best friends and everything.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I just feel like there's more to what happened on this particular day.
I just think that he's got to pull his weight, like Kai said. Although, what's Kai's weight? What can he do?
He has the ascendant.
Yeah, so.
And he's the one who told them how to get out of there.
Yeah, and he said it's either all of us go out as friends or...
I go out by myself. Why wouldn't he just do that then, though? If he was capable of doing that, then why wouldn't he just do that? I feel like he's lying about something.
Maybe, like you're saying, Damon is needed for something we don't know yet.
I don't feel like Kai has all the answers, although he seems to think he does. We know they have to wait for the eclipse, so that comes every day, not too hard to wait for. But what exactly do they need to do with this ascendant, with Bonnie's magic, with him being kind of magic? I don't know. What's the missing piece right now? How are we going to actually get out of here? And now Bonnie doesn't even want to get out of here because it'd be like letting a mass murderer out of prison. And also, what is Graham's thinking sending Bonnie to this place with this mass murderer?
Well, maybe he was sent after the fact.
No, he's been there since 94, right?
If he was sent after the fact, then this place wouldn't have existed. This place only exists because
the coven made it
for him, correct?
Yeah.
It'd be like sending somebody to a maximum security prison, right? It's a coven's version of that.
Yeah, pretty much. So he's been there for 20 years.
Yeah.
Reliving this day. So I don't think that it's a coincidence that
has he been there for 20 years?
Well, if
wouldn't
it
be
happened
older?
I'm not sure that you're aging in this hell world.
I don't think he's been here since 1994. I think he was sent to this world in 1994.
Yeah, sent to
the prison.
Because the newspaper said his family was massacred in 1994, right?
you know,
on that day. So
but I don't think he was sent on that day because, like you're saying, that it wasn't this family that's in it. It was the coven when they found out.
Well, maybe because it was in the papers they found out. So they sent him. That's why he's living this day that the paper had, May 10th, 1994, because that's when they found out.
So you think he's been there for 20 years?
I think he has. He's.
Dude.
That's a long time.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
But how old would he have been then when he did that?
22, remember?
But that, so he just doesn't age in this place?
I mean, it seems like in eternal hell, you're not really aging.
So it's like vampire
life. You're not gonna die because they want you to eternally be in this hell.
Okay.
Because he doesn't look 20 years older than 22.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just doesn't make sense. But I guess you're right, T. He's probably reliving the day. I guess his whole body relives the day over and over again.
Yeah.
Scary. Very, very scary. Grams, I don't know about your judgment call on this one.
But it's not a coincidence that he has this major event that happened on this day. And, like, Damon also is reliving this day, like, there has to be a correlation, but I'm not sure that Damon ever said it was exactly May 10th. He said in May of 1994, I came back here, and so I'm assuming that by the 10th day, he did it.
It was, though, I think, because when they did a flashback, they just showed the paper sitting back then in the real 1994, so it was that day.
True, and we got to see him talking to Sheriff Forbes. That was so cool.
That was so cool.
Do you guys think, and this is not even a prediction, but it's just a question, do you guys think there's any way that Kai's lying? He's trying to make himself seem like this big bad. He's actually lying. He wasn't the murderer, and Grams knows that he's actually a good guy and that he's here and he's going to help. Like, what are the chances that he's just posing as being somebody else and really that's not his story?
I think he is a crazy person and that did happen. I mean, he's taking the power. He showed them he can take the power from her. He can harness her powers.
And he did try to kill Damon.
Yeah. Okay. I think he's crazy.
I agree. I think he's crazy. I'm sorry, Roxy.
I'm not saying, I said it's not a prediction, it's a question. I don't know. You never know with the show. But I guess this side of the table is way smarter than I am. So,
I'm just saying whatever. He gave me psycho eyes. And
he did. He had crazy eyes for sure.
Yeah.
He definitely had crazy eyes. Somebody else who's had crazy eyes since the beginning of the season is frickin' Jeremy. I mean, kid's off his rocker right now. We see he started this episode tonight. He's booting everywhere. He's so wasted. Been there, kid. Not fun. He's going. Alaric's trying to help him out. We have a little time with Joe. She's cool. Don't know what's going on there. Yeah, Katie, what do you got to say about that? I saw that sigh.
I think something's going to happen between Alaric and Joe, but that was a very weird, jealous comment that she had. She's like, she called herself a successful, sexy, and only moderately insecure doctor.
Right.
What'd she say? She said, give me your undivided attention.
Yeah, which is weird because it's not like he was staring at another girl's ass. He was looking at somebody's nosebleed. I would have my attention, too. I'd be like, ugh.
She thought he was looking at the doctor who was helping the kid. And smart. He was thinking about the blood.
Wicked smart.
But that was a little weird.
Because I thought she was going to say, hey, man, why don't you man up? It's only a little blood.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Like, I thought she was going to go that route.
Because he looked queasy.
He did look queasy, not like, ooh,